1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
We can do it right now.
Don Berman is joining me right now on The Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And thank you for joining us in the middle of a busy news night. Don is the anchor at Channel 19 News. He has finished a very exhaustive report detailing and chronicling. I know it's a very painful personal journey, Don. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Phil, it started really at birth, as it does for most people who suffer from this disease. I was born, incidentally, a Roman Catholic. At the sacrament of communion, they make you drink wine. And for most people, this is not a problem. For me, it became a problem. It was my first taste of alcohol. And that moment, having communion in the Roman Catholic faith, the next thing you know, I'm an alcoholic. And this begins my report on my life's battle with alcoholism, which ended 3 weeks ago, as you know, when I attended the Mountain View Clinic in Remington, California, and began the process of putting my life back together.
And this is all chronicled in your report that you're going to air, your battle, your personal battle with alcoholism, which I know is very painfully public.
It was, and it's something that I'm going to have to deal with. My family will have to deal with it. We're helping our children. There are a lot of very, very painful public episodes, and I want to thank the staff and management of Delta Broadcasting for giving me the time to go and have this problem worked on, and to work on this one day at a time. And
when can we see it? Now, this is going to be a 5-part series, right?
Well, it's an interesting story, I think, Phil, not because it's my story, but it's the story of a reporter reporting on himself. And it's good old-fashioned journalism. It's the kind of journalism that I got into the news business to do. So much of what we do in television now is not related to hard news. A lot of it is infotainment. So I was happy to be able to sort of sink my teeth into this story.
When are we going to see this?
It will air. One of the things that I'm dealing with right now is once I left the Mountain View Clinic and I returned to work, I immediately went to work on this story. It was very personal. It was very compelling. We finished the piece on Sunday. I waited for a call from our news director, Sandy Lanton, and he hasn't told me yet when this is going to be on the air.
Because your office called us and said it would be on the air tonight.
Well, let me tell you what's going on. It's not going to be on the air tonight, and that's very personally disappointing for me. There are other stories, Phil, in our business that take precedence, and I think it's probably being overreported.
You're talking about Terry Schiavo?
The Terry Schiavo case, yes. Every time you turn on your television, there she is, and my story is a fascinating story. It's a story about a descent into alcoholism of a man who had it all. And I did, Phil, and I've got a wonderful job, a wonderful wife, and 3 great kids. And I made a public spectacle of myself in restaurants and in bars all over this city. And all I can do is apologize and report honestly on the story. And I did that. I laid my soul bare. And I put this record on tape, and I put this record on film, only to find out that my station can't yet air it because we have to, I guess, look at Terry Schiavo again. And
All right. Now, you mentioned you feel the Terry Schiavo case is being overreported.
It absolutely is being overreported. This is not to take anything away from the family that's suffering, but I think there is a gruesome aspect to this story when you turn on your television set every waking minute of the day and you see her, and it's not a pleasant, visually it's not a pleasant story because you're looking at, you know, at her, and I have my story, and if you can imagine, Phil, it's a little embarrassing for me. I don't want to...
It sounds like you've got a little a situation with the station, and we certainly would rather...
I don't want to air any dirty laundry, and I thank you for that, Phil. You're anticipating what I'm about to say, but I do... We did have a disagreement at the station, yes. I wanted it on the air tonight.
Well, have they given you an air date?
They have not yet given me an air date, no. But we can only cross our fingers and hope. I do want to talk about it because I'm sure anyone listening right now can understand. You go out into the public world, you go out into a public venue, and you bare your soul. It's almost as if you're standing there with no clothes on in front of everyone. And then they say, well, guess what? You don't get to tell your story. You only get to be seen nude. And to be an alcoholic and to do some of the things that I did, which were widely reported, and not to be able to respond to it is painful for me.
You were in a bar. You said that it was all right to recount some of them.
Well, you can recount them with the proviso that the story's not going to be on the air because of the Chavo situation.
Well, you were in a bar. You tried to pick up on a girl with your cell phone. You said some things. The recordings were on the internet. They were pretty graphic.
Yes, absolutely irresponsible. Very hurtful to my wife, Sandy. And I can only say that it was just, it was literally the disease, Phil, and the disease works at every area of your life. We put this all on film, and it's not going to be on the air as long as this Chavo woman is alive. And even after she dies, they'll be reporting over and over and over again.
It's disappointing for you.
It's disappointing because the Chavo story is very static. All you're doing is looking at the contorted features of this poor woman with her teeth bucked out and her... I'm...
Okay, look, let's not get into characterizing poor Terry Chavo.
No, I don't want to do that. But I will tell you that it's a little grating on the nerves to have worked as hard as I did on a story that basically has me standing in front of the world with no pants on. And wanting to tell my story, and it can't get on the air because people are compelled to look at this woman who is a living skull. And I'm looking at the TV right now. There's Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt filing for divorce. When will they make time for my story? That's what we're trying to say.
All right, hold on for a minute, Don. I know the frustration. 1-800-449-8686. Don Berman, news anchor at Channel 19. Five-part series on his descent into alcoholism and his recovery. Is not yet airing. Don has some issues with what he calls the over-reporting of the Terry Chavo case, and he doesn't know quite when his story is going to be on the air. It is a little painful to lay yourself bare and then not be able to tell your story. Our number on the Phil Hendry Show to talk to Don, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, whether you agree that the Terry Chavo case is being over-reported or not. It's a very compelling story, though, Don.
My story is very compelling.
Yeah. No, the Terry Chavo case, though.
Well, it's Phil, the Terry Chavo case was compelling the first 3 or 4 weeks. I think it was compelling to see you talk about alcoholism, to see the sort of alcohol-bloated features of Jeb Bush on television talking about...
You think Jeb Bush is an alcoholic?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. I don't think...
Jeb Bush, the governor of Florida.
Oh, there's no question. If you look at the man closely, his face has that red, puffy, alcoholic's... but that's not for me to judge. I'm simply saying that my story, I think, is far more interesting than staring at the same contorted, frightening face, and which is no comment on Terry.
Okay.
It's no comment on Terry. It's just every night I turn on the TV and I say to my wife, I got $100, $100 for you, and a brand new pair of thigh-high stockings if I don't see her kiss her on the TV when it warms up. Sure enough, there it is. And my wife is still waiting for those backless pantyhose that I promised her.
All right, I got a question for you, Don.
Yeah.
I know you're working hard to get your news report together tonight, and I know that you worked very hard on your story about alcoholism. Do you have a personal problem with the Chavo case?
No, in terms of Terry?
Yeah.
No, Phil, I don't have a personal problem. I have a problem with it being overreported as a story. And I've said that to my colleagues, I've said it to the station, I've said it to some friends of mine at the network. I think the story is done. It's finished. It's over. She's going to die. There's no question. It's only a matter of when. Just because there's a lot of, forgive me, there's a lot of white trash standing around with signs saying we hope Terry, and I don't mean to say white trash, but there's a lot of people there. It doesn't mean that she's going to miraculously get out of her bed and walk. And I think it's time that Don Berman be allowed to tell his story. My alcoholism, the infidelity, the affairs that I had with station personnel, some of them underage, this is a tragic story that needs telling.
All right, Don Berman with us, 1-800-449-8686, as he talks to us about a story, an exhaustive study he did of his own alcoholism that he was supposed to air on Channel 19, but instead they have shelved it for the further reporting on the Terry Chavo case. And he is very vocal, as you can tell, very opinionated, that the Chavo case is simply overreported. At one point, and I know Don, and I know he's a good man, at one point he did mention the TV coming on, and there's her sort of gnarled-looking face. I don't think he means that in a personal way toward Terry. I think he's just talking about the story being overreported. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. It's not news. It's the Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
On the line with me is Don Berman. He is the director, news director at Channel 19 News, as well as their nighttime anchor, on a series of reports he was doing on his own alcoholism, which have been shelved so that they can do more coverage of the Terry Schiavo case. And I guess our question for our listeners tonight, Don, would be your question. Isn't the Terry Schiavo case overexposed, overdone?
Well, Phil, there's no question the Terry Schiavo case has run its course. It is a story that has, I think it lost interest for the viewer and for the listener weeks ago. And it's very obvious because the people that run into me on the street want to hear my story. My story of alcoholism, and also I have to tell you that my story, the Don Berman story, is one that does include some content, I guess, that people would find titillating, but I don't want to focus on that.
Well, you were involved with a lot of different women during this period. You've been at the station now 20 years, and you've been involved with a lot of different women. This all stuff that came to light when you left some messages on a young girl's cell phone?
That is correct, yes.
How old was this girl?
She was 16. She was the daughter of one of our station managers who had been interning at the summer, and we did become involved, much to my regret, Phil. But again, it was the disease of alcoholism. And I think if there is a theme here, it's that a life deserves to be, I guess a life deserves to be renewed. And I had some very unfortunate...
But I mean, you were sexually involved with a 15-year-old?
It was a tragic...
You know, I got to ask you a question here, Don. I'm not a reporter, but why were you not arrested for that?
Well, why was I not arrested for that?
Yeah, I mean, you were involved...
Well, he was one of the station managers, and one of the... For good or for bad, I do anchor a very important newscast here in the Los Angeles market. And so... Being on television as I am, having a little bit of thank God, and I thank God, I've one of the things I've learned is my higher power. I thank my higher power for the fact that I haven't been arrested, and I thank that my higher power for the fact that I am a news anchor. And so it's difficult to arrest someone like me in that situation.
Why? Well, I mean, if you were sexually involved with a 15-year-old during this alcoholism, just because you're a news anchor...
Well, understand, Phil, that I need to be on the air at night reporting to people the news, giving them the information. You pull me off the air, and you're going to have a news vacuum or an information vacuum that can affect lives. And while I very much regret having sexual relations with an underage minor girl, I also understand my responsibility to the public. That's why we want to tell this story, and that's why I thank God that through the people that I know here at Channel 19 and my attorney, we were able to keep this out of the press as long as we did.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show for Don Berman, who wants to tell his story about his alcoholism and the horrible things that have happened in your life, and can't because the Terry Schiavo case, in your opinion, is overreported, and we're asking people their opinion of that. And incidentally, the Terry Schiavo case continues to be reported today.
But the other thing about the Terry Schiavo case that I think probably bothers people more than anything is there is an overhead shot they have of Terry when they show her in the hospital bed, and you can clearly see a hole in her neck.
And you mean it's a tracheotomy hole?
In her neck?
In her throat?
Yes. I think it's disturbing. I think that...
Let me ask you this. How disturbing would it be to see Terry Schiavo, who... I'm looking right now at a picture of her. Beautiful girl in a beautiful young lady before she went into this coma. How disturbing is it to see her in a coma as opposed to hearing about your exploits with a 15-year-old?
Well, again, Phil, I'm not proud of what I did. I'm trying to educate the public as to the disease of alcoholism. But, and here is the proviso that a lot of people don't want to hear, but I'm going to say it anyway. I think it's a little more interesting, shall we say, hearing about me with a 15-year-old than seeing, and please forgive me, seeing Terry Schiavo with a whole, you know, with her teeth all sticking out. I think that it...
Well, that the woman is... This is a life-and-death situation with her. I kind of resent you saying with her teeth sticking out.
Well, I just... How... I flip the TV on, and hi, it's Skeletor again. And what I'm trying to do is...
Skeletor is not the way to refer...
Phil, what I'm trying to do is educate people to my disease. My disease. And also, yes, there are reasons to tune in beyond the education factor. There's some graphic phone calls that I made to this girl, and
that's a reason to tune in to hear the graphic call. See, that's what I'm saying. You say that you're doing hard reporting, but you're talking about a girl, a minor girl that you had sex with, who you are saying here's a reason to tune in because there's some graphic phone messages I left for her.
Well, I'm just telling you, given the choice between hearing the phone messages I left for Carolyn, or seeing Terry Schiavo with, you know.
With what? I mean...
I'm going to get into trouble if I say anything, but how is it all of a sudden she goes into a coma and then she turns into a beaver building a dam?
Okay, all right. See, that's the kind of humor, if you're a newsman...
I'm making a joke.
And if you're a newsman, you should keep out of your reporting. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to a phone call. Pam, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yes.
Go ahead, Pam.
I think that regardless of him being an anchor man or not, he should be arrested. He had sex with a 16-year-old, and he's blaming it on alcoholism.
Well, it was my alcoholism that caused me to have the sexual relations with that child. But fortunately for me, Pam, I am a news anchor, and so it's difficult for police to come after someone like me.
So you say that because you are a news anchor that you shouldn't be arrested for having sex with a 16-year-old child?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you arrest me, there is a news value. People depend on me at the 5, 6, 7, and 10 o'clock report. And we do it not only our 5, 6, and 7, but we have weather with Goldie Showers, and we also have our sports. And for me not to be there...
No, but Pam's saying you broke the law.
Well, according to... Well, the police didn't arrest me. Bill Sunderson, who was our station manager, was his daughter. And he understands that I'm a source of revenue for the station. So you're right, Pam. I should have been arrested. I should have been arrested, but I wasn't because I'm a very high source of revenue for the station. And they quashed it.
So you think you should have been arrested?
Oh, absolutely. I should have been thrown in prison. And you want to know what I deserve? I deserve to have been raped out in the yard.
In prison?
Yes. What do you think of that, Pam?
Well, I definitely think, had he gone to prison or got any jail time, that he probably would have been raped out in the
yard.
In
the yard, yes. Pam, I can only tell you that my story is compelling. Would you rather hear my story or stare at Terry Schiavo with the whole, you know, with the whole rodent?
Don't say rodent.
Well, I don't know what else to say. With the bucked out teeth. You know what I'm saying, Pam. You got to hear this phone call.
All right.
This is a compelling story, and it
yes.
ought to be heard.
All right, Pam. Thank you for your call. Let's go to Mary Ann. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I just find it amazing that you can sit there and think that because you're an anchor man, that puts you above and beyond the law. And I think it's a disservice that this father did to his own daughter to think that it's okay that his source of revenue had sex with his daughter, and let's just squash that because, you know, you're bringing in X amount of money.
Well, I'm sorry, Marianne. I can't say that I disagree with you, but I am a very highly rated news anchor in the Los Angeles market. I don't know. What city do you live in, dear?
I live in Syracuse, New York.
All right. The Los Angeles market is the second largest television market in the country, and you don't throw into jail. I mean, I should have gone to jail, you're right, but I guess the station didn't want me to go to jail because I pulled big numbers. And
all right, hold on for a minute, Marianne, okay? I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Fair and balanced without the porn. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You left graphic messages for, though, didn't you?
Yes, I did, Phil. I don't deny that I left very, very graphic messages for her, but I can tell you that that was the disease.
By the way, we're talking with Don Berman. You left some very graphic, sexually graphic messages on Jennifer Aniston's cell phone?
Yes, I did.
This is like the Pat O'Brien case.
Well, Pat suffers from the same disease. It's alcoholism. Now, the reason why I'm on your program...
Well, hold on for a minute, because Marianne has been hanging on here. Marianne, go ahead with your comments, and just to get us back up to speed, Don's talking about you had a sexual relationship with a 15-year-old, the daughter of the station manager. They quashed it. They didn't press charges because you're a news anchor. Now, in your report, do you deal with how wrong that is?
Do I deal with how wrong what is?
Do you deal with how wrong it was that you were not held legally accountable for the sexual relationship with a 15-year-old?
Well, it wasn't like she was unwilling. You see what I'm saying? That's the difference.
She's still a child. She's
yes.
a child. It's pretty close to being a pedophile.
You say she's a child. I wish I had a videotape of that.
Well,
you
know, how old's your daughter?
We don't
Do you have any kids? How old are your kids?
My daughter is out of... my daughter's 25.
And what do you think she thinks about that?
My daughter grew up...
This is somebody else's... This is somebody else's daughter.
My daughter grew up with her father being an alcoholic. I guess my daughter's seen it all. She has seen me in restaurants throwing up. She's seen me falling in the street. There's not much my daughter hasn't seen. But through it all, I provided her with a good living, a good support base. She went to college. And so you could say I fought through my alcoholism.
Well, money doesn't take the place of being a father.
Well... I don't know what that means. All I'm saying is I'd rather have my story on the air than Terry Schiavo. Don't you agree with that,
well,
Mary?
I just think you're very arrogant, and I think you have a lot of issues you still need to resolve.
I don't understand. I've been to the alcoholism clinic. I've worked the problem through.
It sounds like you still have a lot of issues.
What issues do I have? I'm 12-step.
Well, the fact that you think that it's okay to have sex with a 15-year-old and not be legally accountable.
No, I said I should be in prison. I should be in prison right now getting rooked in the skull. Your comments about being raped out in a prison yard are not issues?
I mean, you sound like you're...
I'm saying that I should be in a prison jail block right now getting rooked in a card game.
What does that mean, rooked?
Stabbed. I think I should be stabbed. Is that enough for you, Marianne, or do you need it even more graphic?
I don't need it any more graphic. You just sound like you haven't worked through everything.
And I think you think the whole thing's a big joke, including sex with 15-year-olds. Thank you very much.
You know what?
I think that father did
a very disservice to his own daughter.
Marianne, I'll tell you what. Why don't we get down to cases? I'll sell you the videotape of us having sex.
I'm not interested in your sex life, and I don't think anybody else is.
What do you mean you'll sell the videotape?
I don't have any videotape.
People are.
But it's obvious this woman called up to make a big joke out of the whole thing. So if I can offer you the videotape of me having sex with a 15-year-old,
I'm not interested in what you do, and I think you're not far above a pedophile.
But I'm not a pedophile.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Marianne. 1-800-449-8686. Les, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah. Is this guy for real?
Yeah. You know, Don, you're making jokes about stuff.
No, I'm not making jokes. That lady is the one that was making the joke. So I just gave as good as I got.
First of all, man, where do you get off? I mean, first of all, I've lived in L.A. all my life. I've never heard of you, kid.
Hey,
I've lived in L.A.
my whole life. I've never heard of you. So
exactly.
I guess we're even.
But you know what? Let me tell you something. How can you get on the air and talk about somebody's daughter that's 15 or 16? Don't you care about the way she feels?
Of course I do, but this is part of my report on alcoholism.
No.
All right?
Okay, first of all, don't throw alcoholism.
You want to watch Terry Schiavo's fucked up face, huh?
Hey, you cannot get over being an alcoholic in a matter of months, pal. It's a lifetime.
I understand that. I'm
no, obviously you don't. You don't understand nothing.
How do you?
And you're blaming. So what? You were drunk 24/7. You were drunk every time you saw or talked to this girl.
I was drunk. I was an alcoholic.
What do you mean was an alcoholic? If you're an alcoholic, you're an alcoholic for your whole life, even if you're in the 12-step.
Well, sir, if you know so much about it, maybe you can tell me a little something about your life.
I do know a lot about it. My mom was alcoholic, and let me tell you something,
I think we should get down to cases. You're the alcoholic. Don't blame your mother.
Hey, I don't drink. Dude,
Not anymore.
I don't chase younger women. Let me tell you, you shouldn't be in prison. You know where you should have been? You know who's at also is the guy in charge of the station. Because if it was my daughter, you wouldn't be breathing right now.
Bill Gunderson is the station manager, and he made the call that
he's a coward with no backbone.
What does that mean?
For every man out there.
You're not speaking for me.
Exactly, because you're not a man.
Well, you know something, Les. Why don't you step outside and we'll see who's a man or who's
not. Okay, hold on, gentlemen, hold on for a minute. Hold on.
Now you're stepping over the line.
Gentlemen,
you know nothing about me.
Hold on, Les. Now, Don, I don't want you guys. This is
if the guy wants to go, we can go. The light's green.
Oh. Hold on.
You know what, dude?
Hold
I'll
on.
Tell you right now.
You know what?
That
the light is. I don't know anything about you. You don't know anything about me. The light is green.
Hold on.
Look,
wait.
I do know something about you.
Wait.
I do know something.
Wait, gentlemen. I want to stick to the point here about you, Don. You had sex with a 15-year-old. You weren't arrested. You say you should have been.
Well, that's what I did think until I talked to this douchebag.
Hold on for a minute. You don't think you should have been arrested for having sex with a 15-year-old?
A lot of people depend on the 5, 6, and 7 o'clock reports in this town.
Oh, dude, your reports are on what? UHF or something? You're not even on major network.
I'm on Channel 19.
I've never heard of Channel 19. I've lived out here all my life, pal.
Well, maybe you want to learn how to work a television set.
What? Do I got to get, like, rabbit ears and go into, like, satellite dish to get you something?
Rabbit ears? That's an insult.
Let me tell you something. First of all, it doesn't matter who you are. You should have been arrested. I don't care who you are. You should have been arrested. And
for what?
Daughter. For what?
Yes. It wasn't like
having sex with a 15-year-old. You think she's capable of making those decisions? The peer pressure.
I don't know how to answer that, but I can assure you, yes.
Wait a minute.
If you are this god you talk about, if you're the man, of course she felt obligated to have sex with you.
Right. That's a good point, Les. How is she going to say no to the big anchor man?
Exactly.
In other words, you guys are saying, look at Sandy Sunderson, Bill Gunther, and Tom Daniels, and Goldie Showers was out there.
And what kind of a name is that for a weatherman, Goldie Showers? You know?
That's his name.
Okay, but first of all, they should be accountable, too.
They were all at the party.
Their daughter get away. I mean, come on.
They were all at the party.
Well, how old are these guys?
My age.
Oh,
there's a 15-year-old girl with five guys in their 40s and 50s? Come on, man.
Well, at least you can tell that this is a compelling story, not looking at Terry Schiavo's Bucky Beaver kisser.
Okay, look, first of all, that's another issue. You know what? Have some respect, dude, for her family. Grant you, they might overplay it a little bit too much.
Right.
And it probably should have been kept in-house.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know what? The fact being is, if you are this reporter, have some passion. You know what? Report the story.
You know,
don't sit there.
I would love to have some compassion, but where's the compassion for me?
You created yourself. Hey, she did not create her situation. She's involved in it.
I grant you,
her family created it by going on the news and stuff, but trust me, she didn't create it.
You have to agree with me that she's grinning like her number just hit.
What does that mean, like her number just hit?
I'm telling you that I worked my ass off on this report, and it won't see the light of day.
Well, let me tell you this, partner, real quick. I tell you right now, if this Sanderson fellow or whatever, the father had any nerve and backbone, you wouldn't be grinning at all. He would beat you where you look a lot worse than she does, because I definitely would have.
Wait a minute. Now you're going back there again, aren't you? You want to come at me, don't you?
Back forth, pal. Let me tell you. You
want to go back
you
there, huh?
Daughter.
What's that?
What was it when your daughter was 15, somebody did something to her? What would you have done?
Who are we talking about?
Let's say if you had it when your daughter was 15, you
right.
found out some dude in how God only knows how old was basically molesting her. What would you do about it?
Well, who is the guy?
Would it matter?
Well, it shouldn't matter.
Well, suppose it was President, you know, Kennedy or something.
What are you
talking? I don't care who it is. It doesn't give it the right to do that. If
oh, well, sure. So are you telling me you're
going to
go? Are you telling me you'd go kick Kennedy's ass because he was having sex with your daughter?
Oh, if she was underage, hell yeah.
That's a federal offense, kicking the ass of a president.
You know what? I tell you right now,
oh, you know
pal,
what, man.
When it comes to family, I don't care.
There you go. Les, thank you for your call.
I think you're all talk.
Don't
okay,
even.
Partner.
Thank you very much for your call.
I see you on cable network.
So you're putting me down?
Yeah, it's just Channel 19 is a UHF station.
Yes, and they sell rabbit ears at Home Depot. Oh, you're going to make a big
get out of here, you jackass. That poor guy, he calls, he says, I never even heard of this dude. I said, yeah, I mean, he's on UHF. What, do you need rabbit ears to get that station? That's Don Berman. Good luck, Don, with Sanderson or Gunderson or whoever that jackass is that you work for. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Won't float without pontoons. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, coming up next hour, we'll have our By Request flashback. And we will also have a visit, I believe, from Mr. Vernon Dozier. We already had did we already have Harvey with Law Talk? Yeah, we had Harvey Wireman with Law Talk, but Vernon Dozier will be on. And then Jeff Dowder's Wouldn't It Be Funny If segment. So he's going to come on with some baloney. And I'm under the impression we have a caller who's complaining about the new Kojak, that it's a black guy. The new Kojak's a black guy. It's Ving Rhames. And the old Kojak was a white guy, Savalas. They're both bald, but other than that, it's apparently got some people upset. Not that they're racist or anything. It's just, you know, they don't like black people. They just don't want to see no black guy arrest a white man. Other than that, there's nothing racial about it. So we'll be talking a little bit about that on the Phil Hendry Show and mention our website, which is www.philhendryshow.com, and also our email address, which is phs@philhendryshow.com. Our website is really the place to go to figure out all about this show. If you don't know what you're listening to, or you think you do, you probably don't, unless you've been listening for a long time. So go to our website, which is www.philhendryshow.com. Now, you'll see a splash page. You click on the splash page, and you go to our homepage, and there you'll see our scrapbook photo of the week. This week, it's a really, really frighteningly ugly picture of me at the Rose Parade in 97. Our DVD pick of the week, and we'll also feature the best line from that movie. This week, our DVD is Colors, the great Robert Duvall, Sean Penn movie from 88, 87. And the best line of the movie, Mr. You Shot a Man Just Because He Was Reaching for His Pants. Bud's Babe of the Week, which always features, oh, Jesus, Bud, what did you do?
Are you trying to tell me that Marion Ross isn't the hottest thing in the world?
You got to be kidding. Marion Ross is what, 900 years old? Well, anyway, she's a nice, very attractive. And we also have the origin of our show lines. We also, of course, have the archives. That's where you get a backstage pass. You can listen to our audio archives. It's worth it. I mean, there's a lot of radio shows that have audio, but I mean, I don't know. I guess it's okay. Hear what Billy did today, you know, and it'll just be him and the chick, that, you know, the chick sidekick, and they'll be crank phoning a Pizza Hut or something. I don't know. So, but we got a really deep archive of stuff, and you can check that out. We also do a 30-day archive of all the shows, and we have a right now kind of fun thing. People are enjoying looking at these pilots that we did. I did a Fox pilot, and it was an animated pilot, and I did one for NBC. So it's, there's two examples of our foray into television. Both of them, you know, I like the Fox pilot really a lot. The NBC pilot looks like, well, looks like an NBC pilot. And then there's me at the R&R convention in character, blowing Man Cow, Comb Over Boy, and Bob Rivers heads right off of their shoulders, if you'll pardon the expression. All right, so you can just go to our website, check it all out, and when you're there, please pick up the Best of the Phil Henry Show 2004 CD, because when you do, the money goes to my friend's place, the Resource Center for Homeless and Runaway Kids in Hollywood, California, and on the 17th of April, a comedy benefit for my friend's place will be at the Alex Theater in Glendale, California. If you guys are out here visiting on vacation, or if you're from the LA area, it's April the 17th. It'll feature Bill Maher, it'll feature Christopher Titus, it'll feature Joe Rogan, and I'll be on stage just very briefly to say hello, not to do any shtick, and all the money that they raise there will go to my friend's place as well. We'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Whitney Houston's dealer. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Here's an email. Now, this is interesting. This is from a listener in Tampa. Hi, Phil. Thank God for a backstage pass. WFLA here in Tampa did not air the first hour of Thursday's show tonight. It's like, I don't understand what's going on with these stations airing different hours of the show. It seems like a pretty easy thing to do. All you have to do is just take the live feed, and if you're not picking up every hour live, then you can just play whatever hour you didn't pick up live on tape. I used to be a board op. I know all about these things. I board op the Miami Dolphin games at WKIS in Orlando back in the day. And who was the guy? Rick Weaver, who was the voice of the Miami Dolphin, said, "This is the Miami Dolphin Radio Network." Man, I was, boom, I hit the spot, and boom, I hit the ID, and then boom, it was like a well-oiled jukebox, bud.
Jesus.
And then the guy says, they didn't air, instead they aired a show a few weeks ago. The second hour, which I'm hearing now, is current. And then he goes on to explain why he thinks this happened. I guess it was due to your comment about Glenn Beck. I guess being that this is ground zero for this whole Terry S. thing. Oh, well, keep us laughing, Jeff. Now, this is not the first time I've heard about an hour of our program perhaps being lifted because of some Terry Schiavo material, which I guess means this entire hour that we just did. See you later, Tampa. Anybody listening in Tampa right now? Well, I don't want to comment other than to say that, well, let me just say this. Glenn, that's great, man. Buy Terry Schiavo from her husband for $5 million. I'm sure Clear Channel has a storage bin someplace they'll keep her. What, are you kidding? I get an hour of my show pulled, but this guy wants to buy her for $5 million bucks? Like it's gonna happen? Like it ain't a publicity stunt? Which, by the way, if it is a publicity stunt, my hat's off to you, man, because it's brilliant. And you didn't even have to come up with $5 million, man. Your listeners did. Or did they? Because if I find out the Clear Channel came up with some of that money, I want a piece of that. Also, I understand that we are uplinking the Star and Buck Wild show tonight, which is cool with me, man. But if those cats are being syndicated by this company, oh my God, am I going to have a long conversation with somebody about my ability to say the word
ASS
on the air. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Define prostitute.